In Northwest News on KPLU, a judge has delayed the planned release of police documents in last year's deadly shooting at Marysville Pilchuck High School. The former girlfriend of the shooter sought the delay because a report contains text messages she sent to Jalen Freiberg that she wants to keep private. Meanwhile, as KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, the families of the victims are still seeking answers to why Freiberg killed four of his friends and wounded another before turning the gun on himself.
Attorney Ann Deutscher is representing the victims' families. She says in addition to waiting for the release of the police investigation, they want information from the school district. Standing in the rotunda of the Regional Justice Center in Kent, Deutscher told reporters the families want to know, for example, about a fight Jalen Freiberg was allegedly involved in the days before the shooting.
We are not sure if he was suspended or not suspended. It looks like he may not have been, or maybe for a brief period of time, and yet was allowed to become homecoming prince.
She says it defies common sense that there weren't some warning signs about Freiberg before the shooting. She says the families are asking for records of the school's disciplinary and anti-bullying policies to see if they were followed. The families have not yet filed a lawsuit. Deutscher says they're waiting to get all of the information before deciding whether to sue. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.